Pastor Eli was meeting with a woman named Denise. She said, "I feel like I am failing God. I cannot keep up. I am angry all the time. I do not even know who I am anymore." At first, Pastor Eli wanted to preach harder. He thought, "This is a faith problem." Faith was involved, but it was not the only part of the story. Denise was caring for her aging mother, working extra hours, grieving a miscarriage, sleeping poorly, carrying resentment toward her husband, and quietly wondering whether her life still had purpose. A reductionistic answer would flatten Denise. A whole life ministry response would slow down and notice more. Duyard's 15 aspects help a leader see the whole person before God. The physical aspect may point to exhaustion. The sensitive aspect may reveal grief and anger. The social aspect may show strained relationships. The economic aspect may reveal time and resource pressure. The ethical aspect may ask where love, loyalty, forgiveness, and sacrifice are being stretched. The faith aspect may ask what Denise is trusting, fearing, or hoping in. Romans 12:1 says, "Therefore I urge you, brothers, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your spiritual service." Notice that Paul speaks of bodies, worship, mind renewal, and life before God. Christian growth is not disembodied. God cares about the whole living person. In ministry practice, the leader does not need to solve every layer at once. That can overwhelm the person. The goal is to notice enough reality to discern one faithful next step. Pastor Eli might say, "Denise, I hear spiritual heaviness, but I also hear grief, exhaustion, family pressure, and loneliness. Could we ask God for wisdom about the next faithful step, not the whole solution today?" That next step might be prayer. It might be confession. It might be rest. It might be a conversation with her husband. It might be asking for help with caregiving. It might be counseling. It might be medical attention. It might be reconnecting with church support. Ministry Sciences often observes that wise care is paced. People usually cannot process everything at once. Faithful growth often comes through one concrete step at a time. The gospel gives hope because Jesus does not save only an idea of us. He redeems embodied souls. He meets us in real life, real pain, real sin, real bodies, real relationships, and real hope. What helps is asking gentle, permission-based questions. What harms is rushing to spiritualize everything or trying to fix the whole person in one conversation. The takeaway is clear. See the whole person, honor the whole story, and help discern the next faithful step before God.